Artistic Styles, 1900 to 1930s. This section includes some of the prettiest dresses in the exhibition. I thought we'd look at two. The first was worn by Phyllis Blayberg, who married in a London synagogue in September 1914, a month after the outbreak of the First World War. The bride's ankle-length dress and train were the height of fashion. The skirt of her dress is made from three soft, lightweight fabrics, chiffon, lace, and satin, layered in tiers, one above the other, each finished with a beaded, scalloped hemline. The bride's train was made from the same lace, beaded, backed with pink chiffon, and trimmed with a large tulle bow. Bridal wear increasingly had more in common with evening wear than day wear, and pastel colours, beading, metallic fabrics, and trims would remain popular right through to the 1930s. My other favourite dress is a gold-coloured velvet dress decorated with pearl beads, worn by Maud Cecil in 1927. It has a square neckline, long, slim sleeves that extend to the knuckles, and a slightly dropped waistline. The very fine, lustrous velvet from which it's made was known as ring velvet, the suggestion being it was so fine that it could be drawn through a ring. Although the bride's marriage wasn't successful, she carefully preserved her dress, and it was presented to the V&A by her daughter and granddaughter.